The rapes, that she had feared before as both violation and torment, wholly unknown, were then nothing but physical pain, no worse than others. She lost nothing. For she had had nothing, had never invested herself in that, or hoped for that kind of pleasure. It seemed to her that Alianya came in a dream, and comforted her. But dream, vision, and reality were by then too nearly mixed for clear memory. Then they held her up once more for the crowd to see. The chamber was crowded with worshippers, who had come to see the end of the spectacle. At the priest's command, the guards threw her to the floor.
"Will you admit that our master commands your obedience?" asked one of the priests, nudging her face with the toe of his boot.
"I am Gerds," said Pox,
forcing the words out. Her voice was clearer than she would have thought possible.
"You are meat. You are the sacrifice our master demanded."
The priest's voice was cold.
"If you will not acknowledge our master, the stones are heating for you."
Pox said nothing.
"Do you want to be a helpless cripple?" he demanded.
"No," she said, "but I do want to be Gerd's paladin."
Again she felt the lightest touch on her head, and a soothing haze came between her and her pain. The priest snorted.
"Gerd's paladin, a bloody rag too stupid to know the truth. Then you will suffer it all, paladin of Gerd, just as you wish."
Pain exploded in her legs as the burning stones were dropped in the hollow of both knees, and her legs bound tightly around them. She clenched her fists, forgetting the broken bones until too late. The pain was sickening, impossible. She retched, trying not to scream.
"And now, paladin, where is your lord's protection now?"
The priests hauled her up by both arms, forcing weight on her knees.
"The High Lord has dominion," gasped Pox. "Gerd has upheld me here. I have not failed."
She felt herself falling, and willed to fall into that darkness. The guards held a bloody wreck between them. The crowd smelled burnt flesh, and shivered, not hearing the priest's final lecture. What had she meant? "I have not failed." The paladin's head hung down, slack against her chest, the brand of Liart dark on her forehead. Then the priests gestured, and the guards turned her around. The taller priest cut the cords around her legs, and her feet thumped down. With tongs, the priest yanked the stones from their place, ragged bits of skin clinging to them. The hall stank of it. The paladin did not move, or cry out. She might have been dead. For an instant, no one moved or spoke. Then those in front saw, and did not believe, but recoiled even in disbelief against those behind. For the burnt, bloody holes, where the rocks had been, disappeared, as a wave swept across lines on sand erases them, gone without mark or scar. At the movement, the priests turned, saw, and gaped in equal disbelief. One by one, other wounds healed, changing in the sight of those watching to unmarked skin. Finger by finger, her misshapen hands regained their natural shape. With a cry, the two guards dropped her, flinging themselves back. One of the priests cursed, and raised his whip, but when he swung, it recoiled from her and snagged his own armor. The other drew a notched dagger, and stabbed, but his blade twisted aside. She lay untouched, unmoving. Now turmoil filled the hall, those behind wanting to see what had happened, those in front frantic to escape the wrath of Gerd they were sure would come. The priests called other guards, who yanked her upright, head still lolling,